Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. It's just a shot
away. It's just a shot away. All right, folks, thanks for joining me. This is Justin Hermes, host of Real Estate Realities. Heard here right on KRDO News Radio every Sunday at 10:30. And if you're snoozing and losing, you can always tune in at 1, right? It's okay sometimes to snooze in your jammies and not get up early. You know, just there's more out there for us who are hungry, right? Anyway, title of today's show is Tax Shelters Done Right. You know, it's just, it's funny because you hear all these things of Donald Trump doesn't pay any taxes and, you know, a bunch of these millionaires and real estate investors don't pay taxes and they're not doing anything illegal, folks. They're taking advantage of items we're going to talk about today, depreciation, writing off your interest, you know, management fees, taxes. The list goes on and it's totally ethical. It's totally fine. These are tax breaks that are there for a reason. So we're going to go over that. And really what I want you to listen to is how you can apply this to your life, folks, and give Uncle Sam a little less money by doing some tax planning when it comes to real estate. So we always talk the good, the bad. The good is Apogee Engineering, local engineering company here. They're possibly going to land this $300 million Homeland Security contract, which would be out of this world for Colorado Springs, right? They'd be bringing in a ton more jobs here. Love to see local companies like this winning and securing big contracts. So kudos to them. Hope to see you guys lock that up. I know it sounded like it was pretty close to a for sure thing when I was reading it in the paper. Obviously, the bad, we're still experiencing some inflation. It's exceeding 7%. A real flashback to the 70s, right? Even going into the late 70s, Carter administration, interest rates were at 18%. So that is the bad, folks. You know, we're going to take a quick break. We'll get right back into it. We're going to talk about tax shelters done right. But I do want to put a little bit of a plug in, somebody near and dear to my heart, Ray Shea, a gentleman here who's done business in the Pikes Peak region for a long time, a REMAX agent, was somebody who gave me a lot of words of advice and mentored me when I first got in the business. Unfortunately, he passed away. So it is a very sad thing. And, you know, the world lost a very special man, especially here in the real estate community in Colorado Springs, one of the best realtors in the business and just a fantastic person. So just wanted to say prayers for his family. Folks, title again of today's show is Tax Shelters Done Right. We're going to give you a lot of information in this second and third segment. Stick with me. This is Justin Hermes. You're listening to Real Estate Realities right here on KRDO News Radio. If you have questions, feel free to call 719-232-1063. We'll be right back.
Take shelter, take the pressure.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging with me. We're chugging along. Tax shelters done right. I'll tell you right now, this is going to be one of my best shows of the year. There's no doubt about it. This is why real estate is such a great investment, is because of the information I'm going to give you in this show. I touched on in the first segment, why do many of these real estate moguls pay zero taxes? Some of them are so aggressive with their loans and their leverage and with their depreciation that they can get to a point where they literally pay zero taxes, right? That's zero too on the federal. I'm not just talking stateside, zero state, zero federal. And we're going to break down some of the secrets. And, you know, myself, not in that category where I pay zero taxes, nor do I'm telling you, the radio listener, to leverage that much and to get to a point where you're paying zero taxes. But I believe, like anything else, you know, everything is good in increments, right? right? In moderation, we'd say. And so that is one thing I want you to tap into and use it as part of your tax planning. It's very, very important. So if you're tuning in for the first time, you're wondering who you're listening to. It's Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities. I do this show every Sunday. My goal is to connect with you, the radio listener, better your real estate position, whether you don't own or you currently own and you're looking at, do I sell? Do I keep this as a rental? Is it the right time for me to buy an investment property? That's the premise of the show, is helping you create passive income, filling another bucket of retirement. You may have a 401k, a Roth, and we get told ever since we're little kids that to just save money, put it in your 401k, and that'll be good enough. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, especially with inflation and the way things are going, you need to make sure you have another bucket, and that's got to be real estate, especially with, really, we're going to be seeing some tax hikes on the horizon. So now is the time to really get your ducks in a row and make sure you have these tax shelters. So I help people pick up properties, create passive income, do property management. We manage 140 properties so we can help people create that long-term wealth. And then I sell about 100 homes a year, all price points up and down the front range, and helping people buy under 400,000, folks, because that's a tough, tough market, but that's where the numbers really work. And we're still getting it done. So if this intrigues you, you're driving around going, this is something I want to get into. Investing in real estate at the local level, not, hey, I'm going to listen to all these YouTube videos and try to find deals and assign them and, you know, wholesale deals. No, let's do the hard work. Let's get you in, buy an investment property. We'll help you manage it, or we can teach you to manage it, and let's hold it for 10 to 15 years and make some real, real headway when it comes to real estate. My number, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. The first thing you're going to look at here, folks, is depreciation. Okay, you're able to do that with real estate when it's an investment property. You cannot do that when it's your primary residence, okay? There is no depreciation you can take advantage of. Depreciation runs 27 and a half years, okay? So what does that mean? You're depreciating the asset because it is getting older, and the IRS says you can do that over a 27 and a half year time period, okay? On the back end, I'm going to talk about accelerated depreciation and stuff like that, but let's just stay with the basics here while we start, okay? We're going to use an example, $400,000 purchase of a rental property. Okay, we take a $400,000 purchase, we look at a 25% down loan, right? So that gives us $300,000. We're going to depreciate that asset, so we're going to take $400,000, that's what you bought it for, divide it by 27 and a half. That gives us $14,545. Let's just say your tax bracket, easy numbers, 25% is your tax bracket. That means you're going to be getting a credit of $3,363, right? Because that 27.5 depreciation for the year, $14,545. Taking that by your tax bracket, $3,363 dollar for dollar tax credit you will see off the depreciation, okay? Now we can talk accelerated depreciation. And this gets where we got to talk about how long are you in your prime earning years, right? If you're going, Justin, I'm going to be my prime earning years for the next 15 years or 7 or 5 years, we may go, okay, we're going to do accelerated depreciation. This can be done. It costs like an extra $700 per property. Your CPA can do it. It takes a lot more time because they go in and depreciate the electrical panel, all the appliances, the furnace. So they really break it down. They don't do an overall depreciation. They do an accelerated depreciation, right? And you just have to think, do I need more of the tax write-offs now or do I need them in the future? Right? Because all of a sudden that 15 year, if you say we're going to do an accelerated depreciation over 15 years, your tax credit then is $6,666. And that's really incredible when you look at that going, I'm going to get that back dollar for dollar. Yes, you're going to get that back dollar for dollar. So we're going to move into interest because obviously you can write off the interest when it's an investment property. All these things you can only do with an investment property. But what I'm going to do is take that tax credit of $3,363, okay? And that's going to be off the depreciation. We're going to move into interest, and I'll give you the grand total here, okay? So $400,000, we're going to say you put $80,000 down on it, okay? That's going to be a loan balance of $320,000. And it depends now whether you do a 30-year or a 15-year, but what I'll tell you is over a 30-year, you're going to be getting a $245,000 tax write-off for interest. Okay, that's over a 30-year. Over a 15-year, you're going to be getting a tax credit of about $155,000, okay? So when we break that down and we say, how much is that then? $240,000, let's say here, interest on that $300,000, you're looking at about $1,200 a month in interest times 12. That's $14,000, okay? And you take that by 25%. $3,600 in interest write-off for your tax credit. Okay, that's a tax credit. Now, when you do a 15-year, that interest is going to decelerate very fast, right? So you may be looking at it your first year, you're going to be looking at it going, okay, I'm paying about $19,000 a year in interest. Then it's going to go $18,000, then it's going to go to $17,000 for the next 3 years. A 15-year is going to start at $14,000 in interest, then go $13,000, $12,000, and then $10,000, $9,000. So if you see, that's where the 15-year aligns with. If you're doing accelerated depreciation, you may go, I'm going to do a 15-year because I don't care about the interest declining that fast. If you're saying, I'm going to use it over 27 and a half years, then you need to look at possibly doing a 30-year mortgage. And to just go back to the math there, I did that wrong. $19,000 on your loan divided by 12 is $1,583 a month in interest that you are paying. Okay, so you're going to take that $19,000 and you're going to take that off your tax bracket of 25%. That gives you $4,750. Are you lost yet? Are you completely lost? Right? Because we're running a lot of numbers here. All I'm going to tell you that you want to think about right now is, so far, you've bought an investment property, $400,000, 30-year mortgage, and you've done 20% down. Your tax credit, $4,750 plus $3,363, gives you a tax credit. If you bought this investment property this year, you will be getting $8,113 just so far, just by doing the first two categories. That's money you're getting directly back in your pocket. And then on top of it, if we go, we're going to cash flow the property $400 a month because we know we can accomplish that. Guess how much we're talking about now, right? We're going to add about another $5,000 in there. You're talking roughly $13,000 a year, right? And now you start running some math in your head and you go, okay, I put $80,000 down. $13,000, wow, I'm making about 15% on my money. Instead of looking at it and going, oh, I'm only making $5,000, I'm only making like 6% on my money. No, we have to calculate the depreciation and the interest credits that you will be getting. Okay, it's a big, big part of the process, folks. So you can't do this with your personal home. I've mentioned that before. You get an investment property, all of a sudden, we're talking about $13,000 in your pocket just by the depreciation and the interest and the cash flow you're going to receive. That's a big chunk of the tax credit, is the depreciation and the interest that you're writing off. So remember, you can do accelerated depreciation, right? Do it off of 5 years, 7 years, or 15, or you can do the standard 27 and a half years, right? You can do a 30-year mortgage and have interest write-offs of $19,000 in the first year, about $18,000 in the next 4 years, $17,000 in the next three. So pretty aggressive interest write-offs on a 30-year. The 15-year starts at 14, goes down to 13, 12, 10, and then 9. So you don't have as much interest to write off once you get into that 15-year loan. It depends, though. Are you trying to retire in 5 years? Then that's fine. What type of schedule should we have you on here? And that's why we really say, come into the office, call me at 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We sit down and go, what are your goals for retirement? What timeline are we looking at here? Okay, how can we best serve you and set you up properly to fill this bucket when it comes to taking advantage of the depreciation, the interest, and getting you the proper cash flow, okay? The next segment, we're going to talk about the management fees, how that's a tax write-off, the insurance, how that's a tax write-off, property taxes, also a tax write-off, and then some fun things, right? If you go to a real estate conference or you go, hey, honey, we're going to go travel down to Texas and look at Fort Worth or Dallas and see how the real estate looks down there. Maybe we invest down there, go out and look at a few properties. Now a portion of that trip is then a tax write-off, right? Yeah, how about an LLC? You get two or three properties. Now you go, I'm going to start an LLC and we're going to get a truck because I'm doing maintenance on my own properties, right? You go buy a truck for $40,000, a used one. Guess what? You're going to be getting a tax credit back of around $15,000 on that truck. because of the heavy SUV discount, right? So now that truck's costing you 25 grand. So there's a lot of fun things you can do with this too as well, folks. So the big takeaways from that segment, depreciation and interest, folks. If you buy an investment property, right? If you invest in investment property this year for $400,000 and you put 20% down, and I can find you this deal, we're going to get you tax credit of $8,386 plus your cash flow easy of $13,000, folks. Do you want $13,000 in your pocket? Call me over the break. 232-1063. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality. Stick around. We'll be back with the third segment.
Take shelter. Take the pressure.
Overhead and the clouds are forming, but I know you're holding me high above it. I'm not over.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Yeah, you never said there won't be pain. I felt my share of fire and rain, but I trust in you.
Folks, back into the third segment here. Matt is on me. He says I'm talking too fast. It's not clear, so I need to clear things up for you. And the best way to do that is just go to Cario News Radio, go to the Podbean. If you can just Google Real Estate Realities, Justin Hermes, go back, listen to it slowly, take some notes when you get home on the depreciation, the interest, so you can really understand this in depth, and then call me. And then we can go over it and make a game plan for you. My number, 232-1063. That's 232-1063. You can text that number as well. So we've talked about depreciation and interest. We're now going to get into management fees, right? So you're going to go, Justin, we're going to rent this property for $2,250, right? Absolutely. Management fee on that is 10%. Now, if you purchase through us and you're one of our clients, the deal gets a lot better. I'm just going to tell you that much. But let's use the 10%. That's an industry standard. So that management fee is $225 a month, okay? You're going to be getting a $56 tax credit every month off that fee. So in actuality, you're only paying the management of the property is $100. And $69. Okay, now these numbers aren't as sexy, but I'm gonna tell you, $672 off the management fees, okay? $672 tax credit off the management fees. So you have to think about this, folks. I'm not even including any repair costs you may have, any upgrades you're doing to the property. We're talking bare bones. This is the bare minimum I can get you on a tax credit here, okay? So the management fees, that's a tax write-off. We break down to insurance, which is very, very low with Austin Darby, about $1,200 annual. So we have a tax credit there of $300, right? You have your umbrella insurance, which I say is very important, more important than having your properties in an LLC. That's $600 a year. So we take $150 plus $300. That's $450 a year for your tax credit. And then they see how much simpler this is, right? Because the depreciation, the interest, you have to really do some math, but this is a lot simpler, right? We get into property taxes, $1,500 on the $400,000 property I'm going to help you buy. The tax credit on that, $375, right? Now we get into the fun stuff. Real estate conferences, you're going to take, a trip out, maybe listen to a real estate conference in Florida. You're going to be writing off, obviously, a portion of that trip, okay? Say the whole trip cost you $4,000 because you stay at an extremely nice resort and you go to these real estate classes, or you go out with a real estate broker. You can use this for anywhere you visit in the U.S. and you're going, we're going to look at the market here because we never know. We may invest outside of Colorado, right? That could totally happen. So half the trip was business, half was pleasure. You're going to take $2,000. You're going to get a $500 tax credit off of that. And then we get into more stuff with the LLC and saying, okay, we're going to buy a truck. That's a write-off. Internet at the house. Yes, we're collecting rent, doing our rent ledgers at the house. A portion of the internet is a write-off. Actually, we get some of our remodel ideas from HGTV. A portion of the cable now is a tax write-off. You have a home office. A portion of that is a tax write-off. So folks, if you're listening to this and you're going, I'm hearing about all these numbers, tax write-offs. I really can't track all this, right? I'm just going to tell you one of two things. If you own a property right now, and it's not an investment property, you are getting zero benefit to tax write-offs. Zero benefit because of the standard deduction. And the rule changed 2 years ago. We used to sit and say, you're writing off your interest, right? Yeah, it's a big benefit. Not happening anymore. You're not getting any benefit of home ownership besides the fact of you're not paying rent. you have a better feel for your overhead, right? Taxes may go up, insurance may, but you know at least what your payment is going to be. So great. Now, if you rent out a piece of your property, maybe a back cottage, maybe a room, now you can start taking advantage of some of these write-offs because you say 25% of my square footage is an investment. Now, all of a sudden, you can take the depreciation, the interest, and take that by 25%. It won't be as grandiose in numbers, but you'll still come out with a $3,000, $4,000 tax credit, okay? And if you're listening, you go, I want to dive in. I really want to take advantage of this, like some of my radio listeners have who bought three properties last year. Two of them did that. They went out and bought three properties because they really said, geez, this makes a lot of sense. I totally get it now. So I'm going to run the math for you on doing it on these three properties, right? So we've used the example of a $400,000 purchase, which is totally realistic. I just want you to know that, okay? The depreciation you're getting as a credit, tax credit, $3,363, okay? Plus your interest, $4,750, plus the management fee credit, $672, plus insurance credit for your homeowners, $450, plus $375 gives us $9,610, and that says we're not going to take advantage of any real estate vacations or anything else within the LLC. That gives us a total amount of $9,610. Okay, we said we're going to cash flow that property $400 a month, so we add $4,800 to that number. Now we're sitting at $14,410 on a write-off, and we did 25% down, so let's do the math there. $14,410 divided by 100,000 equals 14.5% on your money. 14.5% on your money, folks. This is why real estate wins. Go get 14.5% on your money consistently every year. It's the best safeguard against inflation, too. So this is where it gets exciting, folks, because now you're going, okay, I have a $14,410 going in my bank, right? I'm going to do the three homes. I'm going to buckle down and get three homes. Maybe it's not in 1 year, maybe it's two. But now we take that money and we go $14,410 and we take that times three. Now we're talking $43,230 back in your pocket. $43,230 back in your pocket. That's incredible. Divided by your investment, still 14.5%. It's a beautiful thing, folks. Now you have that cash flow coming in. And then guess what? When you get to retirement, we've properly planned with your depreciation and the loan package you got, whether it's a 15 or a 30 year. When you get to retirement, you don't need the tax write-offs. Your income has gone down so much that you don't need it anymore. So you've ran out of the depreciation. You've paid it off. That's the goal, is by the time you retire, we get these paid off for you. Then guess what? Now you're just cash flowing. You may not have the tax credits, right? But you're going, okay, now I'm cash flowing what? $6,000 a month? That's incredible. Times 12? I mean, that's some real difference right there, folks, in your income level. $72,000 a year in passive income. And I'm calculating for maintenance and property taxes and insurance. So guess what? The beauty of it is while you're working hard, you're going to have $43,233 going into your bank account after tax season. And then guess what? When you retire, you've used up the interest write-off and the depreciation write-off. That number goes to $72,000. And you can do that with $300,000 buying three properties at $400,000. Or if you're going, I don't have that money, then guess what? You can possibly do it with your kids. They could get in as little as 3.5% down. You could move out of your house, turn it into a rental, and go do possibly a zero down or a 3.5% down and get in on the next house. These are the types of planning we do. And it leads me into the next show. Next week, we're talking about house hacking with your kids. You may say, Justin, we only have $20,000 saved up, but we want to do your plan. Guess what? We can use your kids to accomplish this. It creates passive income, tax advantages for you. And guess who will inherit it on the back end? That's the benefit for the kiddo, is they will have some real estate they can inherit at the end of the line, right? We talk about what to do at the end. You either sell, you pay the long-term capital gains, or you recapture the depreciation. Have to go through that. You can do a 1031 exchange, rent it for a couple years, then move in, turn it into your primary, and pay no taxes. Or at the end, it's your legacy, folks. You pass away, whoever inherits it then assumes that at that basis, they owe absolutely no taxes, folks. Such a fun topic. Give me a ring at 232-1063 if you have questions. All this is fun. Remember, the most important thing is using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for joining me on another exciting show. If you have questions, call me, 232-1063. 232-1063. Talk to you next time.
Life isn't perfect, so it's just what you make, yeah. And that's what they tell you. But it's hard when they're holding you down. Somebody out there for you.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.